You are now listening to a member of the Disney Podcast family. Head over to Disney Podcast Family on Instagram to see all the latest posts for this show and links to other great Disney podcasts.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Chris, and you're listening to a podcast that believes in dreams, that places trust in the magic of imagination, that is always the first star to the right, and where the light in the window is always on. Join as we discuss the views from Walt's apartment.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Walt's Apartment Live. It is Wednesday night. We are 1 week away from D23 weekend and 2 weeks away from the Off-Market Mouse Expo from the DisInsider.com. And Matt, let's go around the room here. Say hello to everyone. We have Megan, the magical millennial from TikTok. How are you, Megan?
Hi, guys. I'm good. How are you?
We're good. It is Princess
Hi,
Week.
Hi, Megan.
I was told it was Princess Week, so we have a princess-themed trivia game tonight because Lewis wasn't supposed to be here, but he's here helping us out. So I made up the game, so it's not going to be as good as Lewis's, but it's going to be some princess trivia.
It's going to be better.
It's not going to be better. Megan, you're good? I hear it's hotter than hell down there right now, too.
We just got our first heat wave of the summer. We got away with it for a few months, but yes, it is really hot. A couple days, unfortunately.
Can I see your ears up close, Megan? Sean was like, "We're princess ears," and I was like, "I don't have princess ears."
So I did have the Tiana ears. I just got the new white ones that the parks put out. But these are from the Princess Half Marathon in 2019.
Cool. So they're freaking cute. That's why I was like, "Oh, look at Mulan! Oh, that's so cute! I love them."
Love it.
Get them in there.
I didn't have princess ears, but I was like, fine, I'll grow a pair of ears because Megan looks so stinking cute.
Okay,
I literally just walked in the door from.
Do these count?
Yes.
She's not a princess. She's a villain.
She's not the villain. Goodbye,
well,
Sam.
I mean, you can't. She's an
anti-hero. She's technically an anti-hero. Like the Submariner.
We got some people on here so far. Danny says, great job showing the hotels on Instagram, Lewis. Lewis and Brianna are with Getaway Today right now in Garden Grove showing off.
Where's Brianna?
She's inside. I came to make a call. Then I realized at the time, I was like, I'll hop on. I just messenger told her I was out front, but she's in there inside. They have a really cool lobby inside the embassy right here. Animatronics. They got like water, fish, all types of food, ice cream. It's a pretty good finale, if I'm going to say so myself.
And she's heading to Disney World tonight, I believe, isn't she? She's flying out tonight.
Yeah, like literally, once we get back, she's dipping out to Orlando.
Dang.
I'm dipping out into traffic. It's going to be a great night.
And then I will be dipping down to Anaheim next Wednesday. Can't wait to get down there. Megan, are you going to be in the parks on a Thursday for Disney Plus Day?
I absolutely will be. Yes, indeed.
Okay. We will be there, and we're going to find you. We walked by each other last time when we were
We're
going to
grab a drink this time.
Let's do it. Lewis will be there. I'll be there.
Trader Sam's.
Brianna will be there. It's going to be fun. And I think like every Disney influencer in the world will probably be at Disney Plus Day. So we're probably going to see a lot of people that day. So I'm excited to be down there for that. Matt, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. I listened to the last podcast I was on. I feel like I just went a little too hard. So I gotta be good today.
No, that's why we like you, Matt. Except for the fact that you're really, really mean to me.
I'm not mean to you. You like Namor. You're a mean person in general.
Here he goes. So Lewis dipped out.
I am a kindergarten teacher. I'm so nice.
Dude, yeah, just like Namor is nice to the world. As he just walks around giving middle fingers to everybody.
That's what y'all get for being polluting.
See, you're a part of him. That's not my fault you're being here. I'm just pointing it out. But no, yeah, man, I've been having too much fun on your guys' podcast. So
well, we love having
I
you
thought it
here.
Was just gonna be Sam, so I was like, you know what? This is the perfect opportunity to clear the air with Sam, but there's more people in the room, so I can't do it now.
To be fair, Matt, I didn't know you were going to be here tonight.
I wasn't sure who was going to be here.
I would have skipped if Matt was going to come.
Okay.
Oh, I volunteered last week.
Mary says hello. Brian says, what's up, guys? What's up, Ryan? Adam says hi. Bill says
hi,
first.
Ryan.
Oh my God, Sam is here with a noisy mic. Mary.
Facebook user says, I would like a warning. I would like a warning before you play the Winnie the Pooh so that I can leave the show, please, and thank you. Oh, and hello and happy Wednesday.
Don't leave us, though. You just part ways for 3 minutes.
It's just 2 minutes, yeah.
Don't ever leave us.
Have you guys seen the trailer for that?
No. But
for the creepy one?
For the creepy Winnie the Pooh
movie?
Yeah,
I'm legit excited.
That's kind of cool. Have you seen it, Megan?
Only via Straw Hat Goofy's TikTok. I haven't watched
it. We're going to watch it tonight, and it's like, it's damn. It's like, it's not, even though it's really not Disney related, but I'm like, damn, we have to talk about this.
Facebook user says, be you, Matt. I am me. I'm very loud, and I have little man syndrome. That's the issue, because I'm 5'1", 5'2". So I need to be the loudest one in the room. So
Ryan says, hi, Sam. Mary says, hi, Megan.
Hi, Mary.
The Facebook user, I think I know the Facebook user is. So you just need to go into wherever you're at and click on the thing. What do you do, Sam?
You are in the Waltz apartment behind the lamp group. Please go ahead and give StreamYard permission in the link right above the description or right above the video to use your picture and your video. Also, did you notice that Mary was like, hi, Megan, and then she insulted me? What the hell, Mary? Where's the love?
I'm not wearing Mickey ears, but I am wearing this awesome Twilight Zone hat.
I have a better question. Are you wearing pants today?
He is. Okay, I already asked.
So I am. I'm wearing my Killer Clowns from Outer Space shorts.
I'll allow it.
So, yeah. Sorry, Megan, I wasn't wearing pants last week. I was wearing underwear, but they were boxer briefs. And
he usually is walking like, around it's really in his
dark.
Boxers.
Yeah, usually I'm in my underwear. And they were like, it's really dark in your video. And I was like, oh, well, all right, I'll lighten it up. And they're like, wait, are you wearing pants? And I was like, nope.
Nope.
And I went and I turned it on. No one would have known. They were like, they looked like little black shorts. It's not the, you know.
Megan looks so much cozier than me in her tank. Like, I'm still in like a blouse and stuff.
Yeah,
and I'm
she's
like,
in Southern California.
Take
correct,
this
Megan?
Off and like.
I'm down here, so
yeah. So you're in Southern California as well, Megan?
I am, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm
it's
here
like 140 down there, isn't it?
No, it's 80. It should be 86 right now. It's warmer than what California normally is. But yeah, it right. almost hit double digits, at least where I'm at. Right.
It was 85 here today.
It's 99 here right now where I'm at in Oregon. But it's hotter here later in the afternoon. I know like in Southern California, it's hotter around like 1 or 2. Then it starts cooling down. But up here, it's 5 o'clock is the hottest part of the day. It's just weird.
I don't know who the Facebook user is, but I love that they said, to be fair, underwear is proper Zoom attire. Yeah,
sure.
Dude, who you don't go to a Zoom interview like in the suit and tie and you're like, I'm wearing, you know, the slacks as well. No, you're in.
So
like,
I one time interviewed an Imagineer, Bill. You know who I'm talking about.
Bill says he's 69 here. So,
interviewing an Imagineer, like a pretty legit Imagineer, you know, and he gets up during the Zoom call and he has no pants.
Oh, damn.
Good man. But like underwear, right?
Yeah, but like he's supposed to be a professional and he's got a button down on, but
no
his boxer briefs. And I'm like,
no stitching.
Sir, I really did not want to see your drawers today.
Look, even Kevin Feige, probably one of the most powerful men in the world currently, wears a hat, no matter what.
Right. You gotta know what's happening.
No, nobody is respectful. So, Sean, what are we doing today?
We're going to talk about, we're going to talk to Megan about stuff going on at Disneyland. I've seen she's been there for the past couple of days, and she's been eating the food. And I saw your TikTok the other day, the Tim McGraw one. With the take my credit card, take my money. That song's so sad, but when you play it that way, it's funny because she puts on the TikTok and says, when all the Halloween food arrives at.
Yes, Craig, we can see Disneyland, your name now.
Arrives at Disneyland, you know, and then she's like, take my credit card, take my money. I can't sing. So, but
you can sing.
I know I can't. But yeah, so how's it down to Disneyland right now, Megan? Let's start with that.
Sure. Well, like that TikTok kind of said, we got Halloween time coming up officially. They've been slowly like putting up decorations. Mm-hmm. They released a booty guide 2 days ago, and Halloween will officially be starting this Friday on the 2nd. So we'll get, you know, Boogie Boogie's going to be starting very soon. We have shows, we got the fireworks, and all the food that is going to be available at both parks. I will say that Disneyland's looking pretty bleak this year, in my opinion. DCA is where it's at with all the food for Halloween. So, and especially with the drinks look phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Spicy foods too. And then the pumpkin treats, which are my favorite. Mostly what's going on over in Disneyland. Main Street Electrical Parade, this is the final day, I believe.
The first, right? Is it the first or the second? Or is it today?
It might be. You know what? It might be the first. Tomorrow. Sorry. Tomorrow is the final day for the electrical parade. And
Danny, I'm really bad about sending things in the mail.
And then, what else we got?
So is the birria sandwich gone from Jolly Holiday for real?
It's been gone for a while. I unfortunately did not keep up with that.
That's a bunch of crap because that sandwich was so good when I was there in May.
It's very good. I will say though, they brought back the salsa roja now, and that's just as good. There's no, oh my gosh, it's like the stuff you dip it into. There's none of that, but
the queso. Salsa is good.
And then honestly, that's all I have for now. Some rides are closed for refurbishment, but hopefully reopening soon. Oh, Haunted Mansion holiday.
Yes, Friday.
I want to say Matterhorn usually goes down around this time.
It is down right now, I believe.
That is down. No date on when it's
coming. And I only know that because my birthday is August 15th. So every time I go, it's closed. haven't been able to ride that in years. Happy belated birthday, Matt. Oh, thank you, Sam.
Megan, when was the last day you were there?
I was there on Sunday.
Okay, so was the wall up in front of the Mickey flower thing when you first walk in?
No, that went up, I believe, on Monday when one of my friends walked in. They got a video of that. And that was
crazy.
That was huge. The whole wall.
The whole thing's covered.
I was like, what? How? They can put that up fast.
It's like tarped over the top too, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So is your guess Halloween or is your guess Disney Plus Day? Is it going to be all blue for Disney Plus Day?
I don't think they would keep that up for the first day of Halloween. There's going to be media there. So I figured that's for Halloween. Okay. Maybe some decorations, but the Mickey pumpkin's already up. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe they're big for Disney Plus and D23.
I've never seen that wall up in front. Have you ever seen the wall in front of there?
It's been a while. It's been years. It's been up. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know.
So I just had realization of something. Do you know why Matt and I butt heads so much?
Why?
Why?
Oh, my birthday.
Both Leos?
We're both Leos.
Yeah.
No, because a king and a queen always get along.
No, I walk into the room and I'm going to be the center of attention, and then you walk in the room and you're like, "Yeah, I'm going to be the center of attention," so we'll fight.
Never mind. I you're right. It's more in a different. It's behind closed doors that kings and queens get along. So never mind. It's true. Sorry. No, like Leos.
Leos to walk into the room and be the sunshine.
Leos like dating other Leos because it's like the king and the queen, but the problem is much like
Craig says 8-12. Guess what? I'm 8-12, Craig. And so is
Lewis.
They have to allow one or the other to shine. If they don't do that, then it's a very bad time. We get along with Sagittariuses because
my husband's a Sagittarius.
There you go.
Megan, when's your birthday? Since we're talking birthdays.
Yeah, since we're doing it.
October 23rd, first day of Scorpio.
Okay.
Scorpio, my mom's a Scorpio.
So, Megan, are they going to do like Ghost Galaxy this year? Do you know any finer details on some of the other rides that are going to be switching by chance?
Unfortunately, no. They took that away in 2019, and I don't think it's going to be returning anytime soon.
We're sticking with Star Wars, the whole part. I want to say because most of the party is now in California Adventure, so I guess like. Disneyland really doesn't need to do much with that.
Not really. I think their main attractions for Halloween are Haunted Mansion Holiday, and then they do have the fireworks, which are pretty cool. I like Halloween Screams. For space, it's just a regular one right now. There's like rumors that it's going to be Buzz Lightyear themed. I don't know how.
Wouldn't it be really cool with Soaring if they did Soaring seasonally? So like they switched it every season. I think that Disney, you got to listen to me, man. Hit me up. I got ideas.
At the Off Market Mouse Expo, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the guy that's technically siphoning money out their back pocket. So, yeah, hit me up anyways. It's all right. It's all good. If you hire I'll run D2.
Megan, have you used the Buzz Lightyear effect on TikTok yet?
I have not. I don't even know what that is.
it makes your face look like Buzz's face.
Oh no.
You should try it. Let me see what you look like.
Oh, come on.
I'll post Megan, it to my
I have another question for you since you're here and you're in Disneyland more than all of us. The Oogie Boogie Bash is coming up starting next week as well. What's your thoughts on the Disney on the dessert party? Do you think it's worth it? Worth the money?
I've had so many questions about that. So from last year, what I heard is that it was a kind of a resounding no. It was not worth the money. It was a waste of time.
Right.
And because you do only have 5 hours, and those 5 hours, when you're there and there's so much to see, it goes by fast.
You're trying to get everything else done, meet and greet, everything. Yeah.
And the lines for the villains and for the villains grove are insanely long sometimes, especially for a popular villain like Agatha, or we are getting Mother Gothel this year. That's so cool. Yeah, going to be really cool. And then, you know, you got the rides too. There's some lines for rides, but very small.
Are any of the rides switched?
Not
is there an overlay at all?
No. Not a turn. Oh wait. Monsters After Dark for Guardians, yes.
Really?
Yeah, and that's a fun one. A little bit more of a darker theme and a little more of like a rocker vibe, but that is the one thing that DCA does for their rides for Halloween.
That's cool. I'd like more, especially for the party, because that's kind of how it is at, like, when you do like Knott's Berry Farm and stuff like that. Like,
oh yeah,
do little things. So I think more of that would be really cool. But once again, but it's also, you know, it's Disney Halloween, so it's not going to be like corpses hanging. It's like, oh, there's Mickey. Hi, everybody. Like that, and like he's wearing a ghost thing or something. So yeah,
Ghost Galaxy was the closest they got to doing that.
Oh, wasn't it so fun?
Yeah,
with the jump scare at the very end, I was like, "Ah, god damn it!"
You know, when I first went on that, I was shocked. I'm like, "They're allowing kids on that? Dang!" That's
scary. It was fun. I actually have a very, very sad story about that particular party when I used to work there. Unfortunately, a paraplegic went over what he thought was a ramp, and it was like the 3 or 4 stairs in front of Pizza Port. It was not a pretty sight. It was the first time I was like, oh, Disneyland security is doing that thing where they try to circle and block out the incident.
Oh, dang.
And I was the one that got called out to help out. And I was like, what do you want me to do? And yeah, it was not a poor guy. I felt so bad. And the worst part was, once again, he's a paraplegic. So like you're kind of trained, like, you don't touch them, like, because you could further damage.
Right.
Yeah, so they're like, everyone was just like, I don't know what to do right now. Like, this it was literally worst case scenario, and I felt so bad. And it was during the Halloween party when they had it back over at Disneyland. So poor guy.
Yeah, dang. Couple questions here. Efren says, is anyone disappointed or excited by the people, the news of this year's Disney Legends honorees? We're going to go through the honorees in the news section, and we'll talk about that some more. So we'll dive
into that. I personally don't pay attention to it, so I don't really have an opinion, to be 100% honest.
We're going to go into it in a few minutes of who they are. Nicole says they now have allergy tokens you can get before you start, and you'll receive a very special bag so cast members know.
Aw, that's so awesome.
For candy. So cute.
For
peanut allergies and stuff.
They have different colored bags or like different bags. Yeah.
You get different. That's smart. So you don't think it's worth it. I've seen that many times. People have said it's not worth it. Kelly, the theme park mom, she put out a post a couple weeks of saying that it wasn't worth it, but I guess the dinner that they offer over at the Plaza Inn to watch the fireworks is only $55. You can actually sit there and watch the fireworks at a table, which I think,
genius.
Sounds way cooler.
I mean, I'm a little bummed that I have to pay significantly more, but you know what? Like, to get a nice little seat, I would even argue that if they're going to start charging like that, Disneyland needs to trim those trees then, so you have a good, solid view. Because I'm the type of person, like I remember even like an hour and a half prior, I ran over to what's Costaway? It's like Jolly Holiday now or something.
Yeah.
Like right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I get a seat, sit down. I'm like, I'm not moving. The only thing
that would concern me about that, and I think that is a better deal than a dessert party, because we're getting real food and you're seeing a show. But the only thing that concerns me is that for some reason Disneyland likes to cancel fireworks a lot. I know they say wind.
Winds, man. Santa Ana winds.
ulterior motives, but that's fine. That's neither here nor there. That's my personal opinion. But they are canceled quite a bit. So
fun little fact, if you are there for New Year's Eve and you go into New Year's at Disneyland, all those fireworks that they never lit off for because of all the wind, they light it off that night. So
oh, really?
Yeah, man. Like,
it's a great show.
Have you guys ever seen, like, does anybody ever watch Malcolm in the Middle?
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody remember the episode where they lit the firework on the ranch and it became daytime? And then, like, that's exactly how it is when you watch the fireworks. You're like, wow, I can see everyone's face around here. Like, everyone's like, ah, oh, bright, dude. It's so awesome. Like, I couldn't suggest it more. Hey, fun. You know, there's a food that I don't think a lot of people talk about at Disneyland, and I feel it has gone under the radar far too long. Has anybody ever had the deep fried pickles that they have at Disneyland?
Yes.
Carnation?
No, I've never had them at Disneyland, but deep fried pickles in general are
best. They are best. It is number one on my list. Like, mm-hmm. I will be like, hold on. And like, do you want a table? I'm like, if you could just give it to me, I'll just go on my way.
That's how I feel about the cheeseburger egg rolls in Adventureland at Walt Disney
that
World.
Good too.
I'm like, give me the egg rolls.
Cheeseburger egg rolls.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that sounds
What's
good.
In it other than meat and cheese?
Sauce.
Does it matter? It sounds
sauce
good.
And seasoning.
No pickles, no onions.
There's Barry? Probably some onions.
Where's my onions? Barry, yeah.
Barry checking in. Bill and Barry, Airbnb podcast. How you doing,
hey,
Barry? Entertainer 1987 says, I'm very disappointed that people like Jim Cummings, Corey Burton, Tress McNeil, Frank Welker, and Tom Hanks won't be named Disney Legends. They are long overdue. I have a great story about
I
Jim
thought we
Cummings.
Heard. I thought Tom Hanks, did Tom Hanks already happen, right?
I thought I heard someone heard that. But I have a great story about Jim Cummings. If you guys saw our Instagram post today, I sell cars. You all know that. We sold a car to a guy. And about 2 weeks ago, my salesman texted me like 11 o'clock at night and says, and just sends me this name, says, Google this name. So I Google it and I'm like, okay, what about it? And he says, this guy is going to be buying a car in a few weeks. And I'm like, okay, sure. And I just didn't, and I just blew it off. And then yesterday, the guy shows up. His name is Michael Silvershire. So if you guys look up his name, he has written over 100 songs for Disney, over 100 songs for Jim Henson. He wrote the theme to Tailspin. From
oh wow,
so he was like a mentor of like
for the off market mouse.
He lives up here with me.
I'll Matt, fly I'm him out here.
Matt, take a deep breath. So he
you know
like
right. you're gonna lose $5 a day. I'm sorry, Sean.
Relationships with like the Sherman brothers, possibly.
I didn't even ask about that. I was just like,
what is wrong with you?
I was where he's gonna
oh,
be on
now,
the podcast.
You can go off the walls, can't you?
So anyway, he also did the theme song for the Gummy Bears. So those are two shows from the 90s from Disney Afternoon. A lot of stuff for Winnie the Pooh. He's Emmy nominated. I'd asked him. I was just rambling off names. I said,
did you ask
met?
For an interview?
Oh, he asked me, actually. It was kind of funny because
when
I went out to him, because I do the paperwork for them, I walk out and my salesman said, this is Sean. He's the podcast guy. And he says, can I be on your show? And I said, absolutely, whenever you want. So we talked, and it took me about 5 minutes to sign him. We were in there for about an hour to do it just because we were just talking. I have a Bob Gurr story that I won't say on the air. I'll tell you guys off the air because it's he's not a fan of Bob Gurr, and I'll just leave it at that. Not Bob Gurr. I'm sorry, Bob Iger.
I was like, listen, really?
Yeah,
no,
this is interesting. Like this, it's spill the tea, Sean. But okay, Bob Iger. I
went up to him and was it's like, Bob Iger. I don't like it's, your songs. And he's
yeah,
like,
it's Bob Iger. But he's met John Williams. He's met Robert Mankoff, who was the assistant director, mm-hmm. or the associate director for Lion King, was at his house last week, yeah. just up here visiting up in Ashland, where we live.
Did you get him the extended warranty?
Yeah. I was gonna say, dude, like, so he's like, so do I get like a deal on the car? And you're like, no.
No, I'm gonna tell you though, that extended warranty came in handy on my car this week.
Yeah, I'm telling you, they're a great thing. So, but yeah, he will be on in a couple, probably he's getting married in the middle of October. So I told him, he said, I'll be on whenever. I said, let's wait till your wedding's done and we'll have you on. And his wife was great. His business partner is his ex-wife, and he said that they've been they've been best friends for 20 years. They've been divorced for 20 years, but they're still best friends. They talk every day, which is great. Good. I mean, lucky him that he can have a, you know, a relationship with his ex like that. So that's I envy him. So that's I'm good for him. But yeah, he said he talks to her every day, and the new wife, Victoria, says, "Oh yeah, we talk all the time." And look him up, Silvershire and Silvershire. Yeah,
some of these songs are like, dude, super cute. He's
are you looking
them
up?
Yeah, "Night Will Sing Us All to Sleep." That's a Jim Henson's Panjanimals soundtrack. He did "Monkey in Your Tank," like you said, Gummy Bears theme song. Jingle Jumble Jump. Speaking of Disney princesses, "Forget About Love," for Jim Henson, "La La Lullaby," "Rock Around the Mouse," which is from Mickey's "Rock Around the Mouse," I guess, whatever that is. But yeah,
holiday special.
Yeah, or here's to "Ears of Love." Hey, he's got a lot of love in his heart, man. Pinocchio.
I tried to be a Disney princess this morning. There were three deer in my yard. And I went out and I was like, "Someday my prince will come." And I tried to give them an apple and they ran away.
But yes,
so I'm not actually a Disney princess.
I mean, you should be happy they didn't like maul you. They're
scared. I live in the forest. Whatever.
I don't know, man.
In a month or so. But I want to talk about Off Market Mouse Expo before we get into news. Matt, tell us about and our beer event. We got to talk about that too.
It's an expo. Uh-huh. With the mouse.
Why does Lewis owe you $5?
Look, Shonda, because I was trying to be a cool, calm, and collective, and you threw me off. So I owe them. They owe each other money. So okay. So
with the wagering on me, that's so rude.
So the Off Market Mouse is happening September 17th. We have I just sent it out. That's why I'm trying to look at my phone. Okay, cool. So on our stage, we're gonna have the Diz Insider is gonna do their show. We're gonna have some trivia with the Diz Insider, as well as news from the castle. We will have two DJ sets, so you're gonna hear a little bit of Disney covers. I really, really hope our DJ does not pull one of the, hey, we're all Disney themed, so do like a bunch of Disney covers. He found Donald Duck singing Disturbed Down with the Sick, no, Goofy singing Down with the Sickness, and nobody was having it. It was the worst thing we've ever heard in life. I'm like, dude, change it. And he's like, "You asked for Disney covers." I was like, "This is bad. Like, nobody is having this right now." So DJ Salvicious, I'm actually wearing a shirt right now, will be there doing his thing. We're also having our Jack Sparrow run. So anybody that wants a free 5-gallon keg from Unsung Brewery, all you have to do is enter the Jack Sparrow run contest. And what you're going to do is, you're going to run from one side of the stage to the other, and you're going to give us your best Jack Sparrow run. And whoever wins gets a free 5-gallon keg of beer. We're also going to have a little bit of a cosplay contest. And of course, we have so many giveaways, like the Dark Saber, a Venom statue, Hitchhiking Ghost statue as well, a park exclusive tiki room backpack and stuff. So that's all for just attending in general. So every time an attendee follows somebody on their social medias, they will receive a raffle ticket. Every time they purchase anything, they will receive a raffle ticket, and they will be able to deem that at the Diz Insider booth, and they will get to choose which prize they want to enter in with their raffle ticket. So that's all happening. It's 11 to 6 p.m. Drake Bell will be there. He'll be doing autographs and photos, as well as clubhouse characters. That is a theme park quality Mickey and Minnie that will be doing photos as well. As well as they do like a little dance and show. So they'll be on the stage from at 2 p.m. and at 4 p.m. So there's a lot going on, a lot of mixtures, a lot of different things. A huge shout out to Walter's Works. He's actually going to be bringing like a life-size, like the Gravekeeper from the Haunted Mansion, so he'll have that there. He has one of the birds from the Tiki Room, so he'll have that there, and a few other awesome things to take pictures with. But yeah, over 65, I think we counted at like 68 vendors.
Dang.
Like, it is insane. So yeah, super fun, super awesome, all day event. So come on down, you guys, $15, or you could go ahead and go through Eventbrite, or you could, I mean, not Eventbrite, you go through Gold Star, or you could go through Groupon and get your tickets for like $7 or $10, something crazy cheap.
Or so, you can come to the D23 after party on Saturday night, September 10th at Rad Beer Company on Lewis Street in Anaheim.
Yes.
And every beer you drink, you get a ticket, right? Is that what I understood? Every beer purchased?
Yes. Every beer you purchase, you'll get a ticket, and a few lucky winners will get free tickets to the Off-Market Mouse. But there will be a special promo code there as well. So everybody that goes will get the special promo code and get a special discount on your tickets only for that night. So make sure you are at the amazing podcast of Disney Universe, Walt's Apartment, and the Disney Insider Show.
Yep. So. It'll be fun. Megan, you're going to come drink beers with us, right?
Absolutely.
She's like, no.
And do you have Kim or Kanye there with you?
This is actually my dog, Riley.
Oh, okay.
Aw, so cute.
Did you name your dog Kim and Kanye?
Or cats.
Oh, the cats.
Got them for Christmas, and yes, they're Kim and Kanye, and they're siblings.
Did you change it to Kim and Pete later on? Or?
Come on. Well, it's not Kim and Pete anymore.
Yeah, let's change it back.
Kim and insert name here.
Can you guys call me when you're drinking your beers and like at least let me like be on video chat and like feel like I'm included?
Yeah, that's fine. We're going to be live. We're going to go live from on here too, but
can I go live and just sit here like this and stare at you guys?
Possibly.
Matt's like, no, don't invite.
So speaking of the event, yeah, check us all out. We're all going to be there. I will be there. Brianna will be there. Lewis will be there. Joey will be there. Megan says she might pop by. Kelly, the theme park mom, said she'll come by. She put it in her calendar. Anyone else is going to be at D23 or it's going to be in the parks. Disney Dependent Podcast said they might drop by because they're going to be in the parks that day. We're hoping to have some people show up. It should be fun. We're going to drink. We're going to do a live show. Also, Friday at D23, the Diz Insider, Derek and Skyler will be doing a show on the D23 floor. Saturday. At 1 o'clock, myself, Brianna, Joey will be doing a show from the D23 floor in the Disney Insider booth. And then on Sunday, the news from the castle from the Disney Insider will be doing a live show from the floor D23 as well. So it should be a great, great time, and come out and see us all. We hope to see you all out there next week. That's going to be a crazy ass week for sure. But I want to get into some news. We have some fun things to talk about. We have a trailer to watch, which I'm really excited about. Yes. So check out the news from the DisneyInsider.com. First news story. I picked a few things off of here because at one point I wasn't sure who was going to be on. So now Disney, Skyler wrote this article and it says that Disney is reportedly exploring an Amazon Prime style membership program. And I read this article really quick and it just sounds like a place to go to do all of your Disney shopping at one place. Movies, tickets, it sounds like, music, all of it. I'm going to go around the room real quick. Matt, good idea. What do you think? They said it'll be Bob Chapek's first big project that he's kind of heading up. So what do you think?
I think it might flop. DC Universe tried to do something similar. The music, at least the music for me, I mean, I know people that like Disney music, but like, I'm going to turn to Sam and Megan. Do you guys like listen to a soundtrack from a movie while you're driving on the regular at all?
Absolutely.
I do. I honestly do.
I might be indifferent. What about you, Megan?
I listen to like playlists on Apple Music sometimes that are pretty good, but it's, you know, it's not every day.
Yeah. Yeah. For me, I don't see the appeal in that, but that's me.
But I'm also a kindergarten teacher and I put Disney music on in my classroom. So like, yeah.
So that might be beneficial for someone like Sam. Movies, I'm cool with. Merch, I'm cool with too. I mean, it'd be interesting, but to put it all on one platform, like, I mean, I feel like that's mad ambitious, and I can't imagine it being cheap.
So, yeah, no. Yeah, I just to get your guys' thoughts. Megan, you think it's a good idea?
No. And I don't think Payfac does is a good idea, but we can get into that later.
You don't think what's a good idea?
Anything that JPEG does is a good idea.
Okay. That's fair.
I like Megan. She understands.
That was ballsy, Megan. I like it.
I've been very outspoken on my feelings about the current CEO, and I'm not. So I'm not working for the company anytime soon.
That's fair.
I own stock in it, so they technically owe me.
Nicole says, I have an unhealthy relationship with Amazon and with Disney. I hope this doesn't happen. I also feel that them going this platform is devaluating the product. That makes sense. That's a good point. Sam, what do you think?
I agree with Nicole, but I bet my husband's probably happy about it.
Lewis, I don't know if you know, I don't know if you saw that part of it. Lewis is back with us now. How was the wrapping up the thing?
Lewis. Again?
How's it going, guys? Glad to be back.
Did it wrap up good?
It wrapped up pretty good. I missed the closing ceremonies. I didn't realize that was happening. So, but Brianna caught it. I got in right as they said, thank you, everyone, and then closed it out. Nice. I was like, oh, man.
And Brianna's up on her way to Disney World right now?
Correct.
Nice. Okay. So we're going to get into some more of the news here. I'm going to skip that one, and we're going to go right to this one. The Disney Legends were announced. We're going to talk about last week, but we went off the rails as usual. So I just want to kind of run through the list, get your guys' opinions. We saw some opinions in the chat, and I just want to see what you guys think. Is anyone that's going? Well, Megan, are you going on Friday to
D23? Unfortunately, I can't. I'll be going Sunday.
Okay. All right. I know I'm trying to get into I would love the Legends. I want to see like the Disney 100 stuff. I think that's better than the Legends.
Megan,
the Legends,
do you have a ticket for Friday? Because I will give you money and take that off your hands if you have a weekend pass.
I will definitely. So I have Friday and Sunday, but I think I'm already giving it to one of my best friend because she wanted to go Friday. But I can let you know. I'm not sure how that's working.
If she trips and breaks her ankle and there's a little Mexican man running away when it happens laughing.
No, you can't say that.
I promise you it wasn't me. I promise you it wasn't me.
Megan, is it Jackie?
But you could go ahead and give it.
Okay. Hey, Jackie's pregnant. You can't be joking about that.
Okay, she fell backside.
Come on.
So everything was fine. No,
horrible.
But yeah, if anything happens, please feel free to reach out.
Legends, let's go through the list here real quick. I'm just going to kind of say them all real quick, and you guys give me your thoughts.
Yes.
Anthony Anderson. Kristen Bell.
Yes.
Chadwick Boseman, obviously. Yes, for sure.
We mentioned it on the podcast when we were talking about Legends like a week, or if not a couple weeks back. Mm-hmm. Somebody mentioned that, like, dude, if they don't do Chadwick, like, that. So that's no surprise.
I find this list odd because it's like a lot of groupings from the same show. So I think it's weird. So you have Anthony Anderson, who's done a few things. He's on The Blackest Show on ABC. He's also done other, it says he's as Jefferson stuff for them and stuff like that. Kristen Bell, obviously, is Princess Anna. Chadwick Boseman, have an Imagineer, Robert Coltrane, Rob T. Coltrane. And then you go Patrick Dempsey from Grey's Anatomy and also Enchanted.
Yes.
Sweet Home Alabama, stuff like that.
He can get it.
Robert Foster, he can get it. Okay. Josh Gad, also from.
Oh, my gosh. Where's Barry? Barry, did you hear that? That's so Gadtastic, Barry.
Not a fan of what's the snowman?
Olaf?
Oh, not damn. A fan of Olaf, but honestly, he is a fantastic actor in general. So super.
Oh, you just removed her. I'm the worst.
Brianna's here too. Brianna, on her way to Walt Disney World. How are you?
Hello.
No, Disneyland.
No, Disney World. She's
going to Walt Disney World. You're driving to Florida?
No, she's flying.
I'm flying to Florida. I need to like leave here in a few minutes.
Nicole says that I feel like they focus more on their other TV. I'm sorry, I'm blind.
Entities.
Entities. rather than on the Disney legends themselves. Side note, very happy to see Tracy on the list. I love her.
Yeah, Tracy's got the bottom down here. But Josh Gad, Jonathan Groff from Frozen as well. So I guess he's also on there for Hamilton because Hamilton is now isn't it? Hamilton's now a Disney product, right?
It's on Disney Plus.
It's on Disney Plus.
Yeah. We have a fantasy football league that's going on, and they have not stopped texting the whole time this show's been going on. I just keep looking over. I'm sorry if I keep looking to my right.
I'm also sorry because I'm the one initiating. Yeah,
Sam's talking to him during the podcast. Thank you, Sam, for focusing up here. Don Hahn.
I'm focused.
Don Hahn.
Don Hahn is great. I might be able to get that interview.
Doris Hardoon. Wait, for who?
Don Hahn.
Okay, let's do it. Let's do it.
Okay.
Doris Hardoon, she's Imagineer. I think she was part. I saw her on the
Bye, Brianna.
Bye, Brianna. Yeah, be safe.
Barry says these just don't seem like legends yet. I agree. Like, you expect there to be more contribution. Like, obviously, Chadwick Boseman is like goat right now.
Doris Hardoon, she was the executive director and helped build Shanghai Disney. She was like the main person. She was a person you saw in the Imagineering story and they're talking about it. I hope I don't mess it up. Adina Menzel.
Frozen.
Chris Montan, looks like he was music. Yeah, he's oversaw soundtracks such as Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast, Pretty Woman, Sister Act, Aladdin, Lion King, Pocahontas.
They should have gave it to Kendrick Lamar then for the best movie soundtrack ever for Black Panther.
Right. Ellen Pompeo from Grey's Anatomy as well, which this is what Nicole's talking about. Like, you have two TV shows that are just their main stars got on here. And then Tracy Ellis Ross, who's great, actually. She's awesome. That's the list. I'll start from the top here. Megan, what do you think of that list?
It's very different than the last
D23. Yeah.
Legends with the last D23. Definitely it's more like, you got the whole Frozen cast basically. Mm-hmm. And then, Chadwick Boseman is a complete given. I think that's great. And unfortunately I don't have too many of the, Imagineers that were,
right.
That were named, but congratulations to them. But yeah, it's really interesting. I Grey's Anatomy is like, why?
I don't feel that one. I like understand.
Is really? That show still on?
It's like, yes. It's like in the 18th season or something.
18th season. Like, yeah.
I don't watch it. So it's just me. It's just me. Not
okay. Megan, like, we'll have to do like a watch party or something because you're going to fall. Yeah.
If you have 4 years, because there's like 100,000 episodes, it's been on for 18 years.
Of course she has 4 years. She's going to live until she's like 99.
That's fair.
But, how long did Betty White live for again? She hit 99, huh?
Dang. There you go. That's true. Yeah. I think the list, I don't know. I think it's kind of weak myself. I wish there would be, like, I think a couple of years ago it was like Robert Downey Jr.
But here's the thing. They're Mark already Hamill. Legends. They can't be legends again.
No, but I'm just saying in comparison, we were talking on Joey. Joey did a podcast. We did a live stream like on a Saturday night. And we're talking about people. Harrison Ford is not a Disney legend. And how is that possible?
I don't understand. But isn't that kind of like, doesn't that kind of not count?
Why?
Because like Indiana Jones wasn't technically a Disney property and was made prior for Disneyland. So yes, he was in a ride, and then Star Wars, that was acquired far later on, and technically he just got shanked in the stomach, and then that was about it. So that like,
was movie. Those weren't even his best movies.
Harrison Ford's a Disney legend. I'm sorry.
I don't. I don't think he falls in the vein.
How's Mark Hamill?
I'm sure Mark Hamill has actually came to the parks at least and tried to give a little effort. Harrison Ford's like, can I fly over your park in my airplane? And they're like, no. And he's just like, and then he walks the other way. But I'm sure Mark Hamill's like, yeah, you want me to help you? I have the original lightsaber. You guys want to like take this and 3D print it so you could mass produce it? I don't care at this point. I'm the voice of Skip from regular show. You know, right. Mark Hamill's like, I feel like Mark Hamill's maybe contributed a little bit more.
Yeah, Mary said they don't have to just put people in there in for the sake of putting them in.
Is that a direct attack at Chadwick Boseman? Is that what's
going on? So, okay. I just looked up Mark Hamill's connection more so with Disney. So he's worked on the Muppets.
Okay.
Obviously the Star Wars stuff.
Yeah. That's fine.
Mandalorian, Book of Boba Fett, obviously, Rogue One.
Oh yeah.
Also Kingdom Hearts. He's worked on Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah. And Tom Hanks is not a Disney legend either, which I think is where neither is Jim Cummings. So like
Jim Cummings, that is very surprising.
Right. Also, Jake and the Neverland Pirates.
It's a great show.
Wait. Mark Hamill worked on that one?
Yep.
That's cute.
So Tom Hanks is not a legend yet?
I don't think so.
He also worked on Elena of Avalor, Miles from Tomorrowland.
All right,
Ultimate
fine.
Spider-Man.
Mark Hamill's in. He's fine. That's
the great. Avengers, Earth's Mightiest Heroes.
I still think Harrison Ford should be in there. That's just my opinion. Lewis, what do you think of the list?
I don't agree with anybody on the list.
Anybody?
Anybody.
Not like, even Chadwick
not
Boseman.
Even John Hahn? Chadwick Boseman?
Nope.
The heck?
I think they can do better for Chadwick Boseman. Given what he battled and still did movies, I think doing a Legends Award for him is kind of, I feel like it's a bit lower than what he deserves.
What do you think? What should they give him instead?
Especially considering, like, when you watch Black Panther on Disney Plus, they switched the whole Marvel intro to being him, right? They switched it back. They switched it back to the normal. It's not even that no more. So they went in there and deliberately switched it back and then put it back to normal. I don't think a Disney Legends Award for him is deserving. Deserving, yes, but I think he deserves something a little bit more. The rest of the lineup, Frozen is cool, but Frozen is just a moneymaker, and if that's what we define as Legends, well, the list can go on forever. And all the Grey's Anatomy BS stuff, why? I mean, if Harrison Ford, if Indy and Star Wars doesn't count, Grey's Anatomy is irrelevant to this list. Like, it shouldn't even be on there.
I mean, it was an original development by ABC. I wholeheartedly disagree with you.
Yep.
I mean, it may have been
original to ABC.
But again, I thought it was contributions to Disney. I mean, if that's the case, ABC is
I mean, isn't that show, like, super, like, family friendly and like kind
no,
of like
no. It's nurses together? That make love in between surgeries.
They do it in it?
Yeah.
It is a great, great show. Like
no, it's a good show. I binge watched it with my wife like a year ago during the pandemic, and it's a good show, but I mean I don't think it's Disney Legends worthy. I mean
okay then like what about Don Hahn?
I'll give you that one. That's I totally blanked down on the list. I'll give you that one. Imagineers, people that have done multi
Imagineers and animators.
Animators, multi people have done multi different roles in different categories, not just one film.
Patrick Dempsey, you have multiple.
Yeah. So I mean, I think don't get me wrong, I think Chadwick Boseman, if he wins this, absolutely hats off to the man. He put in some serious work having a huge battle. But I think for him, with what he did, knowing what he had and still battled through that, I think that's an award all on its own, not a Disney Legends
award.
Like a Chadwick, like creating its own award, like a Chadwick Boseman award
exactly.
For legacy.
Yeah, because he knew about his condition and still made the movie. He did What If and still knew about his condition. He did Infinity War and Endgame knowing his condition.
He did. He gave us literally everything that he had.
And for me, I've had that perspective watching Black Panther and seeing that Disney really had to go back in and change the Marvel intro. Like, why? It does nothing for you. If anything, it does more for the fans and Chadwick Boseman himself than anything else. So for that, I think they really need to put in some work and really give him something deserving to himself and the character and the thing and overall the film itself. Okay. But I don't like the list at all. It doesn't have Legends. It doesn't have that Legends vibe.
Yeah, no, they're pretty modern.
Yeah, it has fan justice almost.
Mm-hmm. It does. So, like, yeah, I wouldn't call Ellen Pompeo or Patrick Dempsey, like, Legends per se. Do I think that Disney needs to acknowledge that they have added contribution? Yes. But I wouldn't say they're Legends. Chadwick Boseman, obviously, yes. But if there was a route where they were going to create a new award it would be like the Chadwick Boseman Legacy Award. So I agree with that, but I just don't think they're going to do that. They're not ready to do that right now. So like nominating him for a Legends Award is where they're at right now.
Well, they're not nominated. They get the award.
Well, yes. But I'm just saying like, that's where they're at right now. That's what they have available that they're offering to him. Could they come up with something? I love that idea, Lewis.
That took a turn right there, Lewis. Lewis is like, boom. No.
I think Disney Legends should have like the VMAs in a way, but there should be lanes. Your best voice actor, your best animator, Imagineer. Each one of them, you can only fill those categories if you're one of those, not filling it in.
So, Lewis, let's take this question from Entertainer 1987. What about Carrie Fisher? What were her contributions other than playing Leia?
I agree. I don't think Leia should have been in there. I think the whole... her, because if I'm not mistaken, she got voted in after her passing, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Which and then not only that, they did her and Mark Hamill the same year, which it just seemed like that was more of a stunt than actually giving them the credit they deserve. Again, I think Leia is a cool character. I think Carrie Fisher did a great job with that character, but there, if anything,
does it make you a legend or does it make you somebody that was really good at doing your job?
I think it makes you really someone really good at your job. I think a legend is somebody that's doing for Disney and not doing for Disney like, oh, doing your job. But Tony Baxter coming out of retirement, even though he's already a legend, Tony Baxter coming out of retirement to help out with Splash Mountain because of the passion behind that project. That's some legend stuff.
Like Joe Rohde walking a tiger into a boardroom meeting, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
The pitch Animal Kingdom. Mm-hmm.
I always worry we're never going to have nothing to talk about.
I mean, in all fairness, legend. So to look up the definition of legend, you know, it means very well known.
There's a picture of me.
It means extremely famous or notorious person. So like technically anybody could be a legend as long as they're a face. So if that's what they're focusing on and they're like, here is a face, I think they're doing a pretty good job.
But then again, that's legends by itself.
You Megan's a legend. She has 100,000 viewers on TikTok. She's a legend.
Probably not.
No, you are, Megan. You are. Yeah. I pop into Megan's live. She's like, I don't even know who you are. I'm like, dang it, Megan.
Anyway, guys, I'm going to hop off, start hitting this traffic because it's going to take about 3 hours.
You're not allowed.
So. All right, buddy, drive safe.
Don't do it.
He's leaving you alone with me, Matt. It's fine.
See you, man.
I'll be the responsible one.
All right, so we're going to do our game. And
I created the game.
It's not a Lewis game.
It's a princess.
It is a princess game.
Yeah.
So all we're gonna do is I have 8 questions. I'm gonna ask the question. You raise your hand. Whoever raises your hand first has a chance to answer the question. If you don't answer, the next person has a chance. I'm gonna keep score. Winner, Megan, you still owe us like punishments for the last time you won. So you need to let us know before you come on next time what your punishment is.
Oh man. Okay. I'll keep that in the back of my mind.
So if you win this time, you're gonna have 2 that you have to dole out to us. So,
Megan, say that.
Punish me, Megan. Punish me, Megan.
Say that they have to go to the off-market mouse. That's their punishment. Is that they have to buy tickets and fly out to the off-market?
Dude.
All right, here we go.
Send me a ticket from Indiana.
Oh, you'll go to that, but not come out and meet all of us for D23.
Yeah,
I totally would if I could.
Okay. Yeah.
All right,
but so I don't have days. I caught COVID at the beginning of the school year, and they used up my days.
Well, whose fault was that?
Kindergartens.
That's true. So you have to raise your hand, and I'm going to try to see if I can see.
Are you going
to
pay attention to me? Because I was screwed out of the last time I raised my damn hand.
I'm going
to
watch. I'm going to watch hard here. Here we go.
Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Okay, first question. Who was the first ever Disney princess? Sam did raise her hand first.
Snow White.
Okay. Anyone else?
I told you I was singing "Someday, My Prince."
I assumed it was Snow White.
Yes, for me. Yeah.
So the answer is Snow White. Sam with 1 point. Look at that. Good job. Okay. This is a number question. So,
2.
How many official Disney princesses are there?
Official?
Megan raised her hand first.
Raya was just added.
Okay, so Matt's second.
12?
Oh, no. That. Oh.
Megan, you get to you raise your hand first, so you have the
I was the number. Okay, I'm gonna I literally was gonna say 12. I'll go with my gut. 12.
Boom, Megan with the point.
Can we split the points since I?
No, Matt, you can't just cut her off.
Nope. You said Matt had his hand up, so
I said after it. Megan.
That
after Megan was first.
Listen, use your ears, sir.
Here's one. Fine. Get your hands ready. Are you ready? Who was the last Disney princess made while Walt was alive? Sam's hand went up first.
Sleeping Beauty?
It is Aurora, Sleeping Beauty. Okay. Sam with 2 points. Look at that.
By the way, my princess, that number, that was a shot in the dark. I was like, it sounds like a good number.
I thought it was like 23 when I was doing this before.
I was going to guess 10.
Here's the next question. Sam, can you watch the comments? Because I'm doing this part if anyone has comments.
No, she's going to cheat.
Oh,
she's going to read.
I know.
Okay, here we go. Which three princesses married royalty to become princesses? You need to have all three to have the answer.
Megan got it first. I'm going to bother.
Okay, Megan has it. Which three princesses married royalty to become princesses? You need to have all three correct.
Three correct. Okay. That's Tiana.
Okay.
And Snow White.
Nope. Who was next?
It was Sam.
Okay, Sam.
So Tiana's right. Cinderella mm-hmm. is right, and yep. then Belle marries the Beast. She's a prince.
Oh, Belle. Yep.
I thought the same thing that you did, Megan. Because I was trying to answer before I hit the reveal on the questions. So Sam is winning.
Like the daughter of someone is that?
So we've got a lot of people that said Cindy, Tiana, Belle,
yeah.
Cinderella, Belle, and Tiana.
This will be a quick one, so I think you all will have this answer. So okay. Get your hands ready.
Okay.
Which island is Moana from? Oh, geez. I don't even know who went up first. It looked like Megan possibly went up first.
Why don't you Rochambeau?
Motunui.
There you go.
Moana from Motunui.
So Sam has
three. I was going to say Hawaii.
Sam has three. Megan has two. There's three questions left. So, Matt, you can still get into this. We'll make We'll make the last two 2 points.
Okay. Let's see.
Ooh. This one's going to be a quick one, too, so get your hands ready. Okay?
Yeah.
Which princess is the only princess based on a real person, Sam?
Pocahontas.
Yeah.
Is she technically a princess? She got married?
She's one of the 12.
Yeah. So Sam she's has
one of the like the mad end of it. Like they don't even say anything. It's just the wedding, right?
No, she married John Smith. He wasn't a king.
No.
Her daddy was.
Yeah, Sam has four. Megan
that
has
had
two.
Had nothing to do with what I just said. That at the very end of the movie, like, they just show the wedding real quick and that's it, right?
Do you want to know what happened to the real Pocahontas?
No.
She got moved to England and she died.
Jesus Christ, give me the next question.
When she was like 15.
Not even going to answer.
Okay, so last two questions are worth 2 points. So unless, if Sam gets this one, it's over. Okay. If anyone else does, then we can continue. Well, we'll do the last one anyway. Here we go. What is the name of Aurora's prince? Oh, Matt, did you see...
He's not gonna give it to me.
Oh, was I paying attention to them? No, I was trying to figure out the question that I clearly don't know.
Go ahead, give it to Megan.
Go ahead, Megan.
I'm telling you, Rochambeau, dude. If you can't see who goes first, Rochambeau.
What was that, Megan?
Philip.
Yes.
It's Prince Philip.
So now we have a situation here. So it's just down to 4-4. Next question wins the whole thing.
Unless I get it, then it stays at a tie.
And now that's true. And now that I look at this question, Matt, help me see who raised their hand first.
Oh, because you know I'm not.
My hand is raised. My hand is raised.
You're not going to get 4 points off one question. So can you help me out here, brother?
While Princeton Princey Pants, Danny says.
Okay, here we go. Last question. You can't raise your hand before.
I'm sorry. I read the question.
Hold on. Until he's done reading it. Then
I thought that was the question. I forgot he just asked that question.
Here we go.
You
ready?
Reading it, then raise your hand.
Which princess has sisters named Anastasia and Drizella?
Sam, because she cheated and didn't let you finish the question.
Okay, because, like, whatever.
Okay, was it Sam?
It was Sam.
Okay.
Cinderella.
God dang it. Yes, no, that's right. I don't mean God dang it. I'm happy you won. Congratulations.
You know what, Sean? What? Why are you guys she's gonna kick
me? Because you kicked me off the show last week. That's why.
And you just kicked me off like 10 minutes ago.
Okay.
It's all in love.
I like that you try to cook. I'm so innocent.
It's okay. Like, so yeah. It's like when you, okay, yeah. Like if you come into my yeah. TikTok lives and I give you a 5-second mute, it's love.
Megan, oh, okay. You are so awesome. I can't wait to meet you and probably not get punched in the face. It's going to be awesome.
Megan, not talk about Namor. Megan, you will be at, you'll be at Disneyland next week, right? On the
8th? Yes, I will.
Okay. I'm going to message you because we're going to be there all day. It's going to be me and Joey and Lewis and other friends as well, all there together, just doing big Disney Plus day things. And we're so excited. We got to meet you. We got to have a drink.
Megan, do you have any special plans for D23 on Sunday?
On Sunday, I do not. No, I'm just going to be trying to, you know, see what I can see and meet up with some people.
Will you be cosplaying or possibly Disney bound?
Potentially, yes. Yes.
Megan's just cute AF anyway, so it doesn't really matter. But Megan, I'm gonna send you my TikTok username after this through the Waltz Apartment so you know who I am on TikTok.
Okay, perfect. Thank okay. you.
So Megan, where can we find you on social media?
The Magical Millennial _ Instagram and TikTok.
Perfect. Thank you so much for joining us every month. We love having you in here.
We do.
The people love seeing you on here. We love the updates. We appreciate you. Miss Mlodecki, where can we find you?
Don't tell me. What? I am
people
at...
don't know your name? Is that what
you... Samantha Mlodecki on Facebook or Sammy _MLO on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter.
Perfect. Thank you, Sam, for all you do. Appreciate you. Sorry you won't be with us next week. But we're looking forward to it.
Not sorry.
Matt, where can we find you, my friend? And thank you so much for popping on.
You can find him backstage.
Oh, come on. Put Matt back.
You can find me at the event. No, wait. I won't even be there. Not gonna lie. I'll be just like Sam. I won't be at the event. No, you can find
Matt and I are going to call each other crying. Yeah.
Okay. So, Matt, I'm going to ask you right now.
Beer.
I know next week that I won't be on the show hosting the show.
Okay.
Can you come on with Sam next week? Because Sam's going to run the show next week.
Yeah, totally. Why is my door like sparkling? Like, what is happening over there?
It's probably like ghosts.
Yeah, that's so weird.
Danny, yeah. I am definitely making like a fake backup account now called #ILoveFishboy88.
Yeah, I can.
I'll be here, Mary.
I could come on. I could come on with Sam, but Sam's gonna have to do the game, and since it's only gonna be me, I get to choose.
I'm gonna come in. I'll be at Disneyland. I'll pop in for a little bit from Disneyland.
Wait a second. Wait, Matt. I have Marvel Cards Against Humanity over here.
I'm down.
Oh,
there you go.
Yeah, let's do it.
There you go. Okay. So until next week, we thank you all.
My, you can find me at the Off Market Map.
Sorry, man.
You can find me at on Instagram, the Off Market Mouse, all one word. You could also find me at Discord Apparel, all one word, DIZCORE. We just dropped our Powerline Turnstile mashup. So for all you people that love hardcore music, for all the people that love the Goofy movie. That is the mashup that we just released. If you want to purchase it, you will now have to purchase it officially at the Off Market Mouse. So that means go to theoffmarketmouse.com, buy your ticket, and get your exclusive.
And get you some.
Yes.
Get you some.
Pat asked a question I want to ask before we go.
Pam or Pan?
Who is the voice cast for Pixar's Elemental? I don't, Pat, I'm sorry. I didn't see your comments over there. I'm not sure. I'm sorry. I don't know who the voice cast is for Pixar's Elemental. Do any of you?
And no.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
I can Google it.
But I am going to watch the Winnie the Pooh trailer now.
So oh, crap. Today, no. So. You guys want to watch it before we go?
Yeah, let's go for it.
I completely skipped it.
Whoever it was earlier, Facebook user, you're like, I don't want to watch the Winnie the Pooh trailer.
This is your moment.
We yeah, you should was. Leave now. Yeah.
This is your moment.
Was that my pocket girl?
Mm-hmm. Give me a second here, and I got to bring it up. I completely forgot about that, guys. This is going to be the best thing ever. So let me.
Megan, do you know about this at all?
I do, yes.
Are you excited or not really?
I'm not a horror fan. You know, if it's good for the Hollywood general, I don't know. I just go with whatever Straw Hat Goofy says, and I think he's all for it. So,
so do you think if you enjoy this, it may sway you to watch more horror movies?
I don't think so. Whenever they like try to bring Disney characters into this like crazy other genre, it's I get so turned off from it.
Fair enough.
I don't like scary movies. And I've tried, but I just don't like them.
Okay. So Pat, I don't really see a cast that they have fully listed yet. It just says they like for the IMDb, it just says follows Ember and Wade in a city where fire, water, land, and air residents live together. And you can add it to a watch list, but they don't really have a cast listed yet. It said it has been announced by Pixar on May 16th, 2022. But there's not really other details besides that, other than the fact that it is going to be a Walt Disney feature animation.
Man, dude, you know, I should try to get the directors of this movie to come to the Off Market Mouse, man.
You guys ready for this?
Yes, let's do this.
And then we'll just...
Wait, Danny wants to know, did you know why he's called Straw Hat Goofy?
No, why?
I don't know.
Megan, do you know?
Knows.
Why, Danny? Tell us. Danny.
Or Megan, if you know, tell us, Megan.
I don't know why he's called Straw Hat Goofy. I have a feeling that it's from...
Super old reference from, like, maybe the first time.
Like, Danny's like, hella smart. So, like, whatever Danny says is probably right.
Okay, here we go. We're gonna
Let's watch it.
All right, here we go. Get ready to be scared.
Or excited.
Oh man, these are from like.
You hear it?
Yeah.
You know, you're super obscure. Shining this place to
production
company. Why am I so special?
Because soon we'll be Christopher and Mary Robin.
We should be close now.
We're not going to find them.
We will. Pooh, Piglet, Eeyore, we were friends for many years.
No, nice.
Oh wait.
Christopher, we need
Eeyore,
to
Eeyore, R.I.P.
Now.
Really so that song playing in the background, my daughter listens to as she's sleeping every night.
Okay, so they were banded by Christopher Robin.
Did Pooh just eat her?
Yeah.
I think he might have stabbed her. I don't know.
I think he ate her. Oh, look. It's a hot fish.
We need to go.
Oh gosh, are you kidding me?
This sword has some salt.
This is gonna be really bad, guys.
Oh, for sure.
It's gonna be like.
Oh.
Watch this, though. Watch this. Watch.
Oh no,
Piglet.
Why are you doing this, please? I would have never left that planet.
So Disney is not releasing this, Pat.
No.
No, it's
Disney is not releasing this. They lost the
Yeah.
It's public domain now.
Public domain now. Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
So this is not a Disney film. Winnie the Pooh is no longer in the public domain for Disney. Or it's no longer in the Disney domain. It's
As a huge horror fan, this is gonna be trash.
So bad.
Like there's like bad horror intentionally, and then there's like bad horror because like they didn't have the money or the budget. This is bad horror because they didn't have the money or the budget.
This is like Blair Witch Project bad.
That was a relatively good movie.
Kind of
horror.
Okay.
For horror.
But like it's I understand what you're saying though, like because you're talking about like scary movie where it's like. It's like bad on purpose.
Yeah, or like they just didn't have the look at Megan's like I'm out.
She's out. She couldn't even take anymore. She gone. She didn't want to do it. She's
yeah. This was
yeah. Pat, that's the great thing. If you want to make a Winnie the Pooh movie, go for it. It's
you definitely
domain.
Can.
You're public.
Can.
Go make a Winnie the Pooh movie.
And rumor is like in 2 to 3 years, Mickey Mouse will be as
it.
Well. So
Disney, I don't think is ever going to let go of that.
They don't have a choice. Public,
but
they're trying to fight for
they are they're already fighting
They've put it off for like, I think 20 years now. They've been able to continue to put it off. I scouted an article a few months ago, like a month and a half ago about it. And they've postponed it like three times.
It's okay. Once that goes away, it'll be called the Mickey Mouse Expo rather than the Off-Market Mouse.
Listen, can we just like get the Marvel name like public domain so that we can put our freaking Marvel Tribe shirts up on for sale?
Change the lettering. You'll be fine.
They took our shiz down.
If you were to do if you were to do Marvel and like Disney lettering, I bet you they wouldn't stop you.
What if we did Marvel and like creepy poo and honey, honey and blood?
You could do it, but you might be screwing yourself because this thing is not going to sell, man.
No.
This thing was as bad as like have you guys seen there's a movie, Spirit Halloween, the store made a horror movie. It looks just like this and it looks horrible.
It did look bad. But we're going to end the show on that note. Megan.
Danny says, call it the Marvel Tribe. I love it, Danny.
Megan, thank you so much.
Did Danny ever answer whatever he just asked?
Thank you, guys.
But don't leave. I want to tell you guys the Bob Iger story when we're
off. Okay, yes.
Because it's the best.
Yes, we will. Okay.
Sam, thank you so much. Sam,
he asked a question earlier. Did he answer it?
Yeah, he said it was an anime reference. It's a long-time running anime, a reference to a long-time running anime series.
One Piece. Got it. All right.
Perfect. So, from all of us at the Marvel Tribe, the Off-Market Mouse Expo, the Magical Millennial on TikTok, we thank you very much.
You did Marvel Tribe. This is Walt's apartment, bud.
Did I say Marvel Tribe?
Yes.
You did. Okay.
Well, from all of us here at Walt's apartment, we hope you enjoy the view from Walt's apartment.
Have a good night.
Good night, everyone. Okay, so check this out.